And Republican leaders in Congress are saying they'll try to resuscitate a massive bill that overhauls energy policy. It got tied up in the Senate yesterday because of bipartisan filibustering. The bill's backers fell 2 votes short of the 60 needed to halt debate. They're now trying to swing some votes in their favor. NPR's David Wellner reports from elsewhere in the Capitol.
As might be expected from two former oil men, President Bush and Vice President Cheney have given high priority to revamping the national energy policy ever since arriving in the White House. But their Republican allies in Congress wrote into the bill now stalled before the Senate at least $26 billion worth of subsidies and tax breaks, three times what the White House requested. And yesterday, some of those provisions produced a backlash. Half a dozen Republicans joined most Democrats to block the bill. But Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he hasn't given up on trying to pass the energy bill.
We will have a vote, one more vote, or I'd say at least one more vote before we leave here early part of next week on stopping this filibuster. Don't know when that vote will be, but we will have at least one more vote.
Before that vote takes place, Senate Republicans say they will try to pick up more support. New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici, who's leading the effort to win passage, said those who voted against the energy bill, and especially senators from farm states, are taking a big political risk.
They can be perceived to be anti-farmer, anti-renewables, and they don't care about the blackouts. But I don't think they want to be there, and it's our job to try to find a way to make some changes, do some things that might change enough senators that we can move on ahead.
One of those things might be a senator's pet project slipped into a must-pass omnibus spending bill that's still moving through Congress this weekend. But California Democrat Barbara Boxer, who opposes the energy bill, says many of those offers were already made during the dramatic floor vote in the Senate.
One senator was approached. I was standing next to him in the well while they kept the vote open, and was offered all kinds of things. I was standing right there. And he turned to me and said, you know, the more they do this, the more I'm not going to. He was offended by it.
Boxer added that maybe she and her colleagues proved the Senate is not for sale. Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle, one of 13 Democrats who voted to end the filibuster, said a provision doubling production of the corn-based fuel additive ethanol was so good for his state of South Dakota that he had to support the overall bill. But Daschle said the only way support for the bill will grow was if a provision involving another fuel additive, MTBE, were deleted from the energy bill. That provision, inserted by House Republicans, retroactively shields oil companies making MTBE from product liability lawsuits that have been brought in 14 states where the additive has contaminated groundwater. Senator Daschle.
But experience tells us that won't happen. While I fully appreciate the current bill without MTBE liability relief would still be objectionable to many senators, there should be no doubt that if this provision was not included, the bill would pass the Senate today and be enacted into law.
But there may be powerful opposition to removing that MTBE lawsuit shield. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who has a major MTBE maker in his Texas district, issued a strong statement last night saying he would not yield to those who would make MTBE a scapegoat. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.